On News Radio 850 KOA.
No, that's fine. Have all three drinks and have them back to back to back if you'd like, but just don't be an idiot and get behind the wheel. Stephen Tubbs, April Zazwa, this is Colorado's Morning News. It's holiday party time for maybe where you were. Denver's leading DUI attorney is Jay Tiftikjian. He joins us on the news line now, and it is staggering, the number two things. Number one, the hundreds and hundreds in, one of the past holiday seasons, and then we've actually seen a decrease. Jay, that's good news.
It is good news. We have seen a decrease. Good morning to you. Last year, there were 679 DUI arrests across Colorado in a 10-day period over the holiday enforcement. In 2013, that's crazy.
Yeah, it really is. And when you look at these percentages, they just did an NBC Today show poll. 73% of people surveyed said they've noticed colleagues who've drunk too much at the holiday party and then tried to drive. I mean, isn't our responsibility when we see friends like that, or God forbid ourselves, that we have the keys taken away?
We all have a responsibility. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're drinking or not. If you're drinking, take that responsibility and think about it. Do something before you even start drinking. And if you see someone drinking, don't let them drive.
Yeah, amen to that. Let's talk about where we are so far. We mentioned, or you did, the 679 last holiday season. Where are we now?
There's only been a couple agencies reported so far, only 25 agencies out of the 85 that do report. We have 195 arrests so far this year. Looking at the numbers per county, it's kind of been the same as last year. So it looks like we're doing better, but we're probably not doing that much better this year.
And remind us, because it doesn't take much to register that blood alcohol content where it's, you know, a DUI or DWI. A woman of average weight, let's say she's 125 pounds, she has two glasses of wine at the holiday party in 2 hours, she could have a problem.
Oh, she will have a problem. And people say, you know, I only had two beers. Well, one of the beers that you had was a pint, which is actually two drinks when you look at the BAC calculators out there.
Oh, man, I know some people at our facility will have multiple pints.
Yeah, we got our big party on Wednesday.
Good.
Uh-oh. And April and I are the advocates for call Uber.
You know, it's funny, the people I work with are so great, I don't feel like I have to drink to socialize with them. But I know, and I'm not saying that you do, but I know some people feel like they go to a holiday party, their anxiety is up, and alcohol is there to help them.
You haven't been to a radio party. Hey, real quick, Denver in the news today wanting more red light cameras. What do you think about that?
If you get a red light ticket in the mail and you pay, you might as well just put a bow on it and send it to the government, because essentially you're giving them a gift. If you get a red light ticket in the mail, you're under no obligation to pay it because they didn't personally serve you, which they have to do under Title 42. So if they don't serve you personally, if they don't come to your house or serve you with that ticket personally within 90 days, you're off the hook. You don't have to pay it. And even if you did pay it, you don't get any points on your driver's license for the photo tickets.
Steph and I both just got one literally in the last 3 weeks to a month. Both of us got one at different times, at different places. So you say don't pay it unless you get served personally. And there's no extra ramifications if you're getting served.
If you get served, you have to pay the cost of service. But according to the statute, they can only charge you for whatever the civil service would have been. So it's going to be about $75 more.
I'm still trying to deny it. I'm going to put a Groucho Marx mask on and, you know, the mustache and the glasses. Jay?
Well, now that we talked about it, they'll probably come to the station.
Right, yeah, now they know. Sorry.
Thanks, April.
Whoops.
That was Steve and Lois that got the tickets.
Thanks, Jay.
Jay, have a happy holiday season. Thank you.
You too. Be safe.
All right.